Hello?
Hi, this is Susan from New York Opinion Research. Today we're talking to people in your area about local issues. Your opinions are needed. The survey is quick and confidential. I can assure you it's not a sales call. You have a few minutes of your time to complete the survey.
How long does it take?
About less than 5 minutes.
Okay, I'll try.
Okay. Thank you so much.
It depends on what the questions are, too.
Okay. May I have the year of your birth?
1956.
Thank you. Are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin? No, she's not Hispanic. Yes, Mexican. Yes, Puerto Rican. Cuban?
No.
Other?
I'm sorry, what were the choices? I'm sorry.
Yes, are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin, which is no, not Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish? Yes, Mexican, Mexican-American, Chicano? Yes, Puerto Rican, Cuban, Central American, South American?
I just said no.
Okay, thank you. What is your race? White, black, or African American, American Indian, Asian, Middle Eastern?
White.
Okay, thank you. What is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received? 12th grade, high school graduate, some college, associate's degree, bachelor's degree, master's degree, professional degree?
Bachelor degree.
Thank you. For whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote? Was Joe Biden the Democrat, Donald Trump the Republican?
It was Biden.
Okay. As you may know, there will be elections for president, U.S. Congress, and other state and local offices this November. How likely are you to vote in the upcoming November 2024 elections? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you
almost
vote?
Almost certain to vote.
Thank you. How motivated are you to vote in the 2024 election on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated, and a 10 means you are extremely motivated? You can also choose a number between. Thank you. How much power do you feel that your vote has to create change in your community? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale of 0 to 10. 0 means your vote has no power at all, and 10 means that your vote
Nine.
Has a lot. 9, thank you. Please rate how much you agree or disagree with the following statement. Regardless of how I may feel about the candidates or issues on the ballot, it is my duty to vote this year. Do you strongly agree? Somewhat agree, neither agree nor disagree, somewhat disagree, strongly disagree.
Strongly agree.
Thank you, ma'am. Regardless of how enthusiastic you are about voting, how much do each of the following matter to you this year? For each of the following, please indicate if it matters a lot, matters somewhat, does not matter much, or does not matter at all. I'll read them out to you. The first one is election for Congress, House of Representatives, or the Senate. Is that matters a lot, matters somewhat, does not matter much, does not matter at all?
Matters a lot.
Okay. The presidential election between Donald Trump and Kamala Harris. Would that matters a lot, matters somewhat?
Matters a lot.
Okay. Protecting abortion rights. Matters a lot.
Matters a lot.
Okay. Protecting LGBTQ's rights. Matters a lot. Matters somewhat. Does not matter much.
Matters not. Somewhat.
Okay. Thank you. We know people get busy when it's time to vote. How likely are you to vote on the following candidates or issues? For each of the following, would you say election for Congress, House of Representatives, or the Senate, nothing will stop me. I want to vote and probably will. If it's convenient,
I will. Nothing will stop me.
Okay. The presidential election between Donald Trump and Kamala Harris, would that be nothing will stop me? I want to
know. Nothing will stop me.
Okay. Protecting abortion rights. Nothing will stop me. I want to vote and probably will. If it's convenient, I will vote. I doubt I will.
Nothing will stop me.
Thank you so much. Protecting LGBTQ's rights. Nothing will stop me. I want to vote and probably will. If it's convenient, I will vote. I will vote.
I want to vote and probably will.
Okay, thank you. I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were held today, would you vote for Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Kamala Harris, third party candidate Robert F. Kennedy,
Kamala Harris.
Okay. If the 2024 election for Congress was held today, for whom would you vote? The Republican candidate, the Democratic candidate, a third party, or
Democratic candidate.
Yeah.
Thank you, ma'am. Mm-hmm. If you knew that protecting abortion access was on the ballot this November, how much more motivated would you be to vote in the 2024 election? Are you much more motivated? Somewhat more motivated. Thank you. How much, if anything, have you heard about Prop 1, a constitutional amendment on the ballot to protect the rights of New Yorkers? Have you heard a lot? Some, not much, nothing at all.
Nothing at all.
Thank you. Here is the text of Prop 1. The amendment that might appear on the ballot in New York in November adds certain protections to the state Bill of Rights, adds anti-discrimination provisions to state constitution, covers ethnicity, national origin, age, disability, and sex, including sexual orientation, gender identity, and pregnancy, also covers productive health care and autonomy. Now, a yes vote puts these protections against discrimination in the New York State Constitution. A no vote leaves these protections out of the state constitution. If the election were held today, would you vote yes or no on this amendment? Or are you undecided?
Undecided.
Okay. Thank you. But if you had to choose, how would you vote? Yes or no, if you had to choose?
Yes.
Okay. Based on your read of this amendment, do you think this amendment would prohibit housing discrimination, put LGBTQ protections into state constitution, put protections for abortion into the state constitution, remove parents' rights over their children's medical decisions, provide protections on the basis of gender, prevent discrimination based on age, strengthen voting rights protections, give voting rights to immigrants, strengthen protections for New Yorkers with disabilities. You can choose one. I'll check all the that apply.
Wow. That's a lot.
Would you like
what was the first one? What was the first one?
Yes. Number one is prohibit housing discrimination. Two.
I'll say that.
Okay. Is there any more? There's three. Put protections for abortion into the state constitution. Four.
Yeah, I don't really know the whole. I would have to read the whole thing over again, and I just. I don't know. I've never heard of that.
Okay. Would you like me to leave it as number one?
Okay. Oh, no, that's okay. No, that's all right. No.
Prohibit house discrimination?
I don't know. I figure it probably will help with housing.
Okay. Thank you. Now, knowing that this amendment will would put protections for abortion into the state constitution, would you definitely vote yes? Probably vote yes. Probably vote no. Or
Okay, yes.
Okay. Compared to voting for president or Congress, are you more motivated or less motivated to vote on Prop 1, which is an amendment that would protect abortion's rights, and is that somewhat or much motivated, more or less motivated? Would that be much more motivated to vote on the amendment, somewhat more motivated to vote on the amendment, no difference, somewhat less motivated to vote on the amendment, or much less motivated to vote on the amendment?
See, this is the first time I've heard of this, so much less motivated, because I don't know about it.
Okay. Thank you. Next, you are going to see a series statement. For each one, please tell me how much you agree on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means you are strongly disagree, and 10 means you strongly agree. You can also choose any number between 0 and 10. So 0 is strongly disagree, and 10 is strongly disagree. I mean, agree, I'm sorry. 10 is strongly agree. First
okay.
statement, we need to focus on helping New Yorkers before giving handouts to immigrants. Would that be strongly disagree, strongly agree, or any number in between, what you think more strongly? We need
wow.
to focus on helping New Yorkers before giving
I'm going to do the one in the middle because I don't.
Okay, that would be 5.
Okay, yeah.
The government should not be able, the second one is, the government should not be able to discriminate against anyone. Would that be strongly agree?
Strongly agree.
Okay. The third one is, it is important to protect trans youth and protect against, I'm sorry, let me reread that again. The third one is, it is important to protect trans youth and protect access to gender-affirming care. Would that be strongly disagree or strongly agree?
Okay, can you read that one? That one was confusing.
Okay. It is important to protect trans youth and protect
okay.
access to gender-affirming care.
Yes.
Would that be strongly disagree or strongly agree?
Agree. Strongly agree.
Okay. Children, this is the fourth one. Children should not have access to medical procedures related to changing their gender without their parents' consent. Would that be strongly disagree? Strongly agree. Or somewhere in between, or any number in between 0 and 10.
Does it say how old they are?
No.
It just says children?
Yes. Children should not have access to medical procedures related to changing their gender without their parents' consent.
Children. I'm going to say 5 in the middle because I don't. I need
yes.
more information.
Okay. It's the fifth one. It's more important to do things for all New Yorkers rather than singling out some groups. Would that be strongly disagree, strongly agree?
Strongly agree.
Okay. Everyone deserves the chance to thrive, no matter their cultural background or place of birth. Would that be strongly disagree or strongly agree?
Strongly agree.
Okay. Everyone, regardless of gender or sexuality, should have the freedom to marry who they choose. Would that be strongly disagree, strongly agree?
Strongly agree.
Okay. We need to protect everyone's fundamental freedom to have an abortion. Would that be strongly disagree, strongly agree?
Strongly agree.
Thank you. It is important to protect the most vulnerable members of society from discrimination. Would that be strongly disagree, strongly agree?
Strongly agree.
Thank you. We're almost done, I promise.
Okay.
Here
okay.
is Okay, here is a short statement about Prop 1. The New York State Equal Rights Amendment is an amendment to New York's state constitution that closes loopholes and protects against the attacks we're seeing across the country. At a moment in time when we are seeing state governments and courts walk right backwards, this proposal solidifies protections within our state constitution. This amendment would add a layer of protection for New Yorkers. Explicitly prohibiting discrimination based on a person's ethnicity, national origin, age, disability, and sex, including their sexual orientation, gender identity, gender expression, pregnancy and pregnancy outcomes, productive health care and autonomy. Hearing this, if the election were held today, would you vote yes or no on this amendment? Hello?